AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ope Olsen Cohen lived in the building that collapsed early this morning near Miami.
It is just overwhelming to see when we opened the door and saw that the building had collapsed. It was just surreal, really surreal.
Many are feared dead. At least one death has been reported. Chief Ray Jadala is with the Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals.
The wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed. The building manager told the mayor in Surfside, Florida, the tower was quite full at the time of the collapse. Now that an effort to form a bipartisan committee to investigate the January Capitol riot failed, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the formation of a select committee to look into what happened.
The select committee is about our democracy, about ensuring that the Capitol Dome remain a symbol of freedom, about preserving America's role as an emblem of resilience, determination, and hope.
Republicans have said there are enough investigations already into the riot. The Biden administration is extending the nationwide ban on evictions for a month to the end of July to help tenants who are unable to make rent payments during the pandemic. This is expected to be the last extension. San Francisco city workers will be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus when a vaccine receives full federal approval. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the policy may be the first by any city or county in the U.S. Employees who refuse to get vaccinated and won't get a medical or religious exemption could be fired. Africa is facing a devastating resurgence of coronavirus infections, whose peak will surpass that of earlier waves, as the continent's countries struggle to vaccinate even a small percentage of the population. Stocks have been moderately higher in early trading. This is AP News. Filming Indiana Jones 5 is on hold. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports the star is injured.
Harrison Ford sustained a shoulder injury on the set of Indiana Jones 5 while rehearsing a fight scene. The Walt Disney Company says the filming schedule will be reconfigured while Harrison's treatment options are evaluated. Filming began earlier this month in the UK. The film will be released in July 2022. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Winston Marshall, a founding member of the folk rock group Mumford & Sons, announced he's leaving the band so he can speak freely about political issues. Marshall took a break from the band in March after sparking a social media storm by tweeting admiration for Unmasked, a book that attacked far-left militant groups collectively known as Antifa. Marshall says he condemns unequivocally all political extremism, be it left or right. He plays guitar and banjo with the group and plans to undertake new creative projects. Ed Donahue, AP News.